Good morning. We're going to skip to Simen Yates, and we're learning Hilchos Tzitzis Klal Yud Aleph, Simen Yates. Kibbul Chazal Debeinon Mitzitzis Gedil. So Chazal understood, based on the Psukim, that they require a section of the Tzitzis to be an area which is wrapped. Tano Shiyu Mukhroch, it is wrapped around. From what she calls it, Gedilim Tasa, that the Gedilim should be, part of the Tzitzis should be Gedil. It says that the hair is sticking out from his head. That he was grabbed, and they grabbed him. Betzitzis roshi, and the hair which is sticking out. So that's like free hanging hairs. The chutim also have to be, each one has to be hanging by itself, as opposed to being wrapped around. Ach min haTorah ein shir kama yia kol echad. Midaraisa, we don't have a specific shear, how much has to be gedil and how much has to be this area which is the chutim are hanging loose, also referred to as psil. So how much has to be gedil, how much has to be psil, that's not, there's no midaraisa, there's no shear. Okay. Afilo lakosher rock base ksharm lamalo samach lakonov. The person made a double knot right next to the beged, so he put the tzitzis through the hole, comes out and ties up his first set of two knots. He did that. So far he's tied the tzitzis to the beged, all of it's hanging loose. There's no deal at all. And then, so he has to do a double knot. Just tying it one time is not called making a knot. Then you wrap around at least three times around. Then you make a knot again, a double knot. So now you've made that which you wrapped around is going to remain stable. So midaraisa, you have your upper knot, you have the area which is wrapped around, which is gedil, and you have a knot to hold it in place, so the rest is hanging free. Midaraisa, so that's fine. Very good. Kosher. A person doesn't have another option. He's right before Shabbos, and he's making his tzitzis. He doesn't have time to finish. So you can rely on this opinion. What we just said, he can even make a bracha. Okay. Alba Mirabonan Sarach Lasa is Shlish Gedil, Bey Shlish and Psil. Mirabonan, Chazarim has said that the noy of the tzitzis is that it should be one third Gedil and one third Psil. Kimish Ha'orach Yud Beis Gardlin, and since the length of the tzitzis is 12 Gardlin, like we had before, Yasa Arba Gardlin Gedil, Shehem HaKrichus, the area which is going to be the krichas, which you wrapped around, should be four gardlin. It should be one third. So that's four. One third of 12 is four gardlin. Bishar ches gardlin chutzin nifradim. Then you're going to have the strings hanging loose for a length of eight gardlin. Shkachon loytzitzes. The karach ruba kosher avol karach kula is possible. If a person would wrap around the majority of the tzitzes, says kosher. You'll see some people do that. Person wraps around the whole thing, that so you don't have any free hanging strings. You just have everything tied up. So that's a problem of that you don't have gedil and psil. You don't have gedil and free hanging strings, and that's not kosher. Arminig is to a few points over here. So number one, this ratio of one third and two thirds actually continues, even in a scenario where the tzitzis are longer, really halachically still remain one third and two thirds. So you make your tzitzis longer, and a person should make them a little bit longer, because even sometimes when you wash them, the tzitzis get a little bit shorter. So you want to give yourself an extra bit of leeway. You should extend the area which is wrapped a little more to make sure that it remains a third of the total length of the tzitzis. So that's one point. Second point, our minig is to put four krichas, four times you're wrapping around, which means you have five knots. You have the upper knot, then you have the first time you do a kricha, you wrap around, and you do a knot. Second time you wrap around, you do a knot. Third time you wrap around, you do a knot. Fourth time you wrap around, you do a knot. So you end up with four more knots. That's a total of five sets of knots. And four times you're wrapped around. So our minhag is to do eight wrappings in the first kricha, then nine in the next one. So eight and nine is 17, and then you add 11, and then you add 13. The Shulchan Aruch actually says that you wrap around seven the first time. So the gematria of the Shem Avai, Hashem's name, is Yod and then a Hey, and then a Vav and then a Hey is 26. The gematria of Echad is 13, and the Shem together is counts for one. So that's 26 plus 13 plus one for the Shem together is 40. So you have, according to Shulchan Aruch, you have 7 plus 9 plus 11, so you have 27. And then you have 13, you have 40. The Achronim say, however, that the minigas actually do not 7, but 8. And regards to the Shem, I'm going to assume we look at each word of the Shem. Hashem Echad is 1, so you have 41. And now you have that total with the being marumas and the tzitzis, but I'm not definitely a bucky in those type of issues. It's preferable that when you make the krichas, each one should be the same length. So it means you should extend the first wrapping around. You should make it a little bit longer, a little more space between the threads. And as each one, there's more times you're wrapping around, they should be closer to each other. So the four of them will be fairly consistent, one to the other, and they will be one fourth of the total begad. We didn't mention one fourth of the total sitzes, and we didn't mention you want to do a little more than your base gardlim. In case it shrinks, you still have your base gardlim. Last point over here, we said you can make them longer. We mentioned before, back in Simon Tezayin, but there's no mitzvah to make them longer. There's actually no mile of having them longer per se. And matter of fact, what you end up with making them longer is you end up that the ratio of one third and two thirds is not there. And it's not Machabidi Yevit, it's kosher, but it's not preferable in regards to moisitzes.